The two things are you getting pop-ups? Is your computer acting strange? Right? You sort of open the conversation. Is your computer acting strange? And 9 times out of 10, yes, it is. How? I'm getting all these pop-ups all of a sudden. I'll type in a web address and it does take me to the right place. My home page has changed. I play online games and I keep getting dropped, or I have lag. Any number of these kinds of symptoms. Or also, I have to clean up and reformat my system and reinstall it about every 2 or 3 weeks. That's a telltale sign. And there are teams who do that. Unbelievable, there are teams who do that. So that's
software developers here who do it, but for all another reason.
Yeah, but software developers have a good excuse, right? And the other thing is the identity theft one. Has anyone ever pretended to be you on Instant Messenger? And you'll get about a third of them will say yes to that. So then you give them some motivation that you can prevent that, right? And these are the big messages, because that's where they're hurting, right? I do talk about online safety and sexual predators and that kind of thing, because it's an important topic. But those kind of attacks are really quite uncommon. I mean, when they do happen, they're very serious, but they're quite uncommon. And it's important for teens to know that, but you're not going to sell them on computer security based on that.
Right.
You gotta hit them where the pain is. And the pain is with their computers, the hours and hours and hours that they're wasting. I mean, just yesterday I was on Instant Message with somebody who the system stopped booting, NTLM missing, and we started going through the process of a repair, and I still don't think he's done with it yet, because it's hard to help someone through Instant Messenger, right? And I'll check today or tomorrow next time I see him online and get a sense of whether he's finally gotten there, but hours wasted. It's awful.
On your website, do you have forums where people can come and talk with each other?
I don't have open forums, because I just don't have time to monitor it. I do have a contribution forum where people can ask me questions. And also, so I invite everybody out there to visit. I have on the homepage of alwaysuseprotection.com, there is a computer security quiz. So you can sort of get a sense of just, what you know about computer security. Maybe those of you who've watched this will already get a lot of it right, because I've already answered many of the questions. But I can tell you right now that nobody, to my knowledge, and I do keep the statistics, nobody's gotten all 12 questions right yet.
Interesting.